There was no rain, as Holmes had foretold, and the morning broke bright and cloudless. At 9 o'clock, Lestrade called for us with the carriage, and we set off for Hatherley Farm and the Boscombe Pool.
"There is serious news this morning," Lestrade observed. "It is said that Mr. Turner of the Hall is so ill that his life is despaired of."
"An elderly man, I presume?" said Holmes.
"Oh, about 60, but his constitution has been shattered by his life abroad, and he has been in failing health for some time. This business has had a very bad effect upon him. He was an old friend of McCarthy's, and, I may add, a great benefactor to him, for I have learned that he gave him Hatherley Farm rent-free."
"Indeed, that is interesting," said Holmes.
"Oh, yes, in 100 other ways he has helped him. Everybody about here speaks of his kindness to him."
"Really? Does it not strike you as a little singular that this McCarthy, who appears to have had little of his own, and to have been under such obligations to Turner, should still talk of marrying his son to Turner's daughter, who is, presumably, heiress to the estate, and that in such a very cocksure manner, as if it were merely a case of a proposal, and all else would follow? It is the more strange, since we know that Turner himself was averse to the idea. The daughter told us as much. Do you not deduce something from that?"